Vayter in Shasbir and Daf Dalet, picking up on Gimel Mabez by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. Second word, Tanu Rabbanan. And the next part we said in the Mishnah that a Shaita is going to be Pater from Iya and also from all the mitzvahs in the Teda. So now we're trying to understand what is the category and how do we qualify what is a person who falls in the category of a Shota. Tanu Rabbanan. Ezu Shota. What's considered a Shota? Rashi says, Ha'omer b'chol makom, she'pater min ha'mitzvah, so min ha'onesh. He's put for mitzvahs and punishment. Ve'ein kinyon or kinyon. Ve'ein memkar or memkar. And his kinyon is not called the kinyon. His memkar is not called the memkar. His sale is not called the sale. Hayotze yichid b'layla. Someone who goes out by themselves at night. V'halon bebeis ha'kvaris. And someone who lives, who goes to sleep during the nighttime, Rashi says, in a cemetery. Ve'hamekareis k'suso. Someone goes and they tear their clothing. Obviously, we don't mean some sort of mourning like we did in Moed Katan, but just randomly tear their clothing. Itmar, and we see a machlokas. Rav Huna Amar says, Achu kulam bebasachas. It's got to be all of them at one time. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afil ba'achas man, even if it's only one of the three, he's still considered a shaita. Now, hechidami, what exactly is the case that we're dealing with? Idavad lu derech shtos. If we're saying that this person behaved like this, derech shtos, which means they did it in a silly manner, in a silly way, then why would you think to need three, even with one? If you b'chad anam, even did it one time, you're considered like you're a shaita, like you're nuts, right? So why does Rav Huna say that this person's fine unless this is all three? Idalo avad lu derech shtos nevizaten derech shtos. Like there's particular some sort of logic. Then if you l'kula nami lo, then if you did all three of them, it shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't be considered like a shota. Le'olam says the Gemara, deka avid lehu derech shtos. He did it derech shtos. And if he did it derech shtos, then really it should be that what? If he did it derech shtos, then even one of them should be enough to consider him that he's off his rocker. Says the Gemara, however, vehalon bebesak kvaros, still Rav Huna says you have to do all three. You know why? Because vehalon bebesak kvaros, emar kadesh tisha love ruach toma. Maybe who the covered? Maybe the reason why he's doing it is in order to have ruach tumah. Rashi says ruach shedim. She says you alios mechashef. He wants to do some sort of black magic, and therefore he went over there for it. Vayotzi yichid b'layla. Someone goes out late at night by himself. Emor gandrifas achte. Rashi says, what is that? That's a case of choli, a sickness. It grabs a person because of worry. V'li nira, says Rashi, neschamim gufo. His body got really hot. V'yotzi l'makom ha'avir. Went out to get some air. V'amakreas, k'suso. A person goes and he tears his clothing. Maybe you could say, emor bal machshavosu. He's a bal machshavos. He was deep in thoughts with something else, and he didn't realize what he was doing. He went ahead and he tore his clothing when he was doing it. So that's not a raya that if he did something, even with derech shtos, kaven davdin and lakula. But once he does all three of them, so then, my friends, pretty clear. He becomes like a person, says the Gemara, havelahu, beep, turn the page, zalam and alf, kemisha nagashor chamor vigamal v'nasa mu'ad lakol. This is a Gemara in Bava Kama, says Rashi, that we're talking about if you have an animal that goes ahead and it's Nogach, get ready for Bava Kama, he's Hashem, he's Burach. Well, actually, not for a while, we have Noshim and then Ezekiel, but all right, anyway, we're going to have to see the stories of Nogach, Shorsh and Nogach Zapara. Let's say you have this animal goes ahead and it gores another animal. So for the first three times that it does it, it's considered a short tam. Eventually it goes a short muad. The difference is whether it pays half of the damage or it pays more than that. So a full damage. So now what the Gemara over there says is that let's say you have this animal goes and it gores three different types of animal, an ox, a donkey, and a camel. What happens is it becomes a muad, a shor muad, that has to pay full damages no matter what it is, lakol. That means to say, don't think that now it has to do a camel three times, an ox three times, and a donkey three times in order to hit that state. Once it goes and seems to show, like, I don't care what's in front of me, I'm wild. I'm going crazy over here. So we just can compare that to this as well. And we see that when they go ahead and they do these three things, even though you can have explanations for them individually, but these three random things, which are a little bit unusual, then we could say the guy is out of his mind. He's considered like a shota. Amar Rav Papa, and then we knock it off. Ish mi'alei Rav Huna had tanya ezehu shota. If he had heard the following brisa, then he probably would have changed his mind, as it says now. Ezu shota zema abed kol mashenosim lo. This is somebody who gets, he destroys everything that's given to him. Then have a hadarbe. He would have changed his mind. We see from that brisa, even doing one thing has already put you into the case of being a shaita. So he would have changed his mind because we have a brisa that says like that. When you're saying that he would have changed his mind and he would have gone back in it, mimikra, mimikarek, susa huda havabe, you tell huda. who the Havahadar Bey? You tell me he would have gone back in his mind when it came to the idea of when the guy tears his clothing, the Daimy Law, which is very similar to the Brisa, was saying the person you will give something and destroys it, and that's what he said even one time. Only that itself. Odilma Mikulu Havahadar. He would have went back on all these three things and said the other two things as well. As the Gemara, take a good question. We don't know. Next part of the Mishnah, Tumtum Vajoganis, these are people that also are putter from Mir'iyah. A person that Tumtum, we said, is something that we don't know what it is, it's covered over. And Vajoganis is, it has a double whammy, and there's both of them. Now, the Tanu Rabbanan, so we say the following, Zachor Lahotzi Es Hanashim. When the Pasuk talks about coming in Aliyah LeRegel, it says, Shalosh Pamim B'Shana, Yireh Kol Zichurcha Es Pnei Adon Hashem. So now with the Pasuk, with the Gemara is darshaning as follow. Zachor, if it's just what it said, Zachor, then Lahotzi Es Hanashim would have been to exclude the women. Zichurcha, Lahotzi, Tumtum V'Androgynos. When it says Zichurcha, it's coming to Lahotzi, a Tumtum and Androgynos as well. Says Rashi, to spell this out, Zachor, Im Nemor Zachor, Eilecha Lahotzi Ela Es Hanashim. It's coming to include something else as well. These two people are not going to also, these two types of people are not going to be chayav in Aliyah LeRegel. Kol Zechorcha, the rabbi says a ketanim, when it says in the pasuk, Kol Zechorcha, that's coming to include even the ketanim, even the lads. Now we break it down. Omer Mar, Zachor Lahotzi Es Hanashim, coming to exclude women that they don't have to go and do Aliyah LeRegel. Ha, Lama Likra. Why don't you need a pasuk for that? Michti, Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Gramahu. We know that Aliyah LeRegel, it's a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Gramah. And women, it's a time-related mitzvah. Then women are pater from Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Gramah. Chom Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Gramah. Nashim Baturis, they're pater from. So why do I need a pasuk to go out and pater them? Answers the Gemara. It's, Rashi says, it's a parakamah Kedushin. The Flam Dalam Beis. You'll feel that's where we're learning from. Itzach, still, we need the pasuk to tell us this, even though, Kesakat HaDachamina, even though they're putter from Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, you would have thought maybe they'd be chayiv here. Why is that? Kesakat HaDachamina, I would have said, Nele for Iyah Re'iyah Mehakel, let's make Gezerah Shavah Re'iyah Re'iyah from Hakel. Rashi says, the Havinami Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, Vedashim Chayavos. Hakel is once every 7 years they gather together to go hear the Melech reading. So, when do we know that women are chayiv to do that? So, therefore, because the pasuk says straight up, so maybe we say Re'iyah Re'iyah, just like it says Re'iyah when it comes to Shal Shagom, it says Re'iyah also Mehakel. Maybe you think they're going to be chayev. Ma'al holenesh chayev, it's just like, but they're women are chayev. So we say the same thing over here as well. Af kan, nashim chayev. So to here, women are going to be chayev as well. Kamash v'lo, and therefore we have the pasuk to tell you, don't think like that. They are putter. Amar mar, we keep breaking it down. Zechor chalotzi, tumtum androgynous. He says, Zechor chal is coming to exclude a tumtum and an androgynous. Okay, bishlam androgynous, sistrich. Okay, I understand when it comes to androgynous, we're going to have to go ahead and exclude him. You know why? Because sakatat chamin, I would have thought. Hove isle tzad zachris, because he has both. An androgynous means it has both things. Tumtum is, we don't know what it is, covered over, it is nothing. And androgynous is both. It at least has a male member as well. So therefore, the chayiv, since it has that, you think that it's going Michayev, Kamash Malin, for the pasuk comes to tell you that it is not the case. The Bria B'fnei Atzmo, it's considered a Bria B'fnei Atzmo, its own creation, and therefore it's its own shtickle, and therefore it's not it's not chayev. You need that. Ela Tumtum Sveikahu. When it comes to a Tumtum, it's a suffix whether this is a male or a female. Me, it's the kra lemute sveika. Do we need a pasuk to come ahead and go ahead and be memayit a suffik? Rashi says bitamia lamali kra mehichet teisilan teisilan lechiyuve. Where would I thought that you're going to be chayiv in the first place? On Rabbi, we're talking about a particular case. Kisha beitzav mebechutz, the beitzim are on the outside. Rashi says elisha gid tamud, the actual gid, I'm not translating that, but the male member itself is tamid, it's hidden. The havade zacher, who is for sure a zacher, but hilkach, so it's kra lamute, if we need a pasuk, come be mamai, to tell you that it's going to be not included in this chiyav. Okay, Amar Mar Kol Zechorcha. The Rabbi says a ketanim. He says that's also including ketanim. Aye, vatanan. We learned chutz mecher shota v'katan, saying that a katan is actually putter. So what are you saying that it's coming chutz mekatan? That you're going to be. I'm sorry. The Rabbi says a ketanim. They're going to be chayef. Amar Rabbi Lo Kasha. Kam bekatam shegiya lechinuch. Kam bekatam she lo higiya lechinuch. The Bryce is talking about when he got to chinuch. Once he got to chinuch, so therefore he's going to be chayev in this. Kanshalu yeh the chinuch is talking about where he didn't get the chinuch yet, and therefore there's no obligation whatsoever. Now says the Gemara, huh? Katan shegiya lechinuch, durabanan he. What's pshat that he's making a drasha here that it's a deraisa shtickle, says the Gemara in a chanami. You are correct. It is a derabbanan. Ukra, smach lebiyama, it's just a smach on the concept that they go ahead and if they can, if they're again chinuch, then they should go ahead and start the process. The elakra lamayasa. What is the word kol coming now to include? If we know that's just a smach, so what actually is it for? Lichid acherim. It's coming like that which acherim said. The Tanya, the Tanabraisa, Achirim Omrim, Achirim say, Hamikamets, someone who gathers up feces, says Rashi, Mefarshim Sachas Ksuva, Staf Ayin Zain, Hamikamets, Biyadu Tsos Klovim, Varmani, Kilatakin Bahem, Oros, Shakarin Kurdvon, Shema Abdan Osam, but Tsos Klovim. The reason why they would do such a thing is because, as he says, they would collect it in order to go ahead and to tan different hides. The excrement helps to be able to tan the hides, and therefore, that's why he says that. The hametzarif nechoshes and people that deal with nechoshes with copper. Rashi says hametzarfu b'makom shechofin asom in a karka, they take it from the ground. Kimefarshim sachas ksuvos. V'chol elu reichen ra. These guys got their stank on. They stinky. V'in yichol lalos and chaverei, and they're able to go up to Ali Lurga with their friends. V'haborsi, a borsi is straight up someone who tans, also stinks. B'tumir ear, they're putter from Ali Lurgel. B'shem shemar, because the pasuk says kol zechorcha. All of your males, Mishiach Alatos, Imkos Rocha, someone can go up with all this Rocha, Yotzeel, excluding these people, Shem Yerun, Lalos, Imkos Rocha, they are not Roy to go up with everyone else because they got their stink on, therefore they are Potter from Aliyah Laregel. Amazing. Up to the next part of the Mishnah, Nashim Vodim Shem Meshucharim, women and the slaves who are not Meshuchar. Bishlam and Nashim, when it comes to women, Kiadamra, and we already said that it's got to be Zuchorcha, and we need the Pasuk for that, even though it's Pesach Yishma and Grama. El Avodim Inon, how do we know that Avodim, they are Pater, that they don't go up, Lila Regal, Amra Funa, Amra Kra, because the Pasuk says, El Peneha Adon Hashem, that we have to go up to the what? To the Adon Hashem, we have to go up to the master Hashem. The pasuk says, "Shalosh palim mishana yireh kol zechorcha es penei el penei ha'adon Hashem." Misha ein lo ela adon echad. Someone only has one adon. Yatzeze, excluding this person, sheyesh lo adon acher is another adon, another master, meaning the person that he's a slave to. Says the Gemara, "Halam alikra." Why do I need a pasuk to tell me this? We seem to be talking about Evet Kenani over here. And Michti, comments, Shaisha Chayavas, by any means, the woman's Chayavan, Evet Chayavan, Evet is Chayavan as well. Comments, Shaina Isha Chayavas, by any means, the woman's not Chayavan, Ain Evet Chayavan, Chayavas not Chayavan either. The Gomer, La, Miisha, we do Gezira Shava, we learn La from a woman. Rashi briefly brings psukim. It says, la misha, ksiv hacha, v'kasav la. It says, by a woman, by a gittin. It says, v'kasav la, you have to write for her. V'ksiv hasam. And it says over there, by a woman, chufsha lo nitan la. That her freedom was not given, la was not given to her. So if we're making zera shava, la, to learn one for the next. So therefore, if a woman is going to be pater, then they're going to be pater also. They have the mitzvahs that are done just like a regular woman does. Amra avina lo nitzcha elo lemisha chetzi eved v'chetzi ben yichon. We needed it for a case of a chetzi chetzi. Rashi says, miyu lemishta achrona, hol biyadenu lochef esrabu chayev de'en lo ela adon echad. Before I explain Rashi, let's understand the Gemara is saying lo nitzchaela of a half person, and that's the type of person that we're talking about. That you need a pasuk to come and tell me that they are going to be putter from doing such an idea because of their chetzi, and they have part of them that should be chayev. Now Rashi points out that this is only going to according to the first teaching we had this already. Machlokas b'sham beis Hillel, and beis Hillel changed his mind. This whole right at the beginning of the Gemara daf beis. When Ravina argued, and then later on in the daf that we explained that Beis Hillel changed their mind. So Lemishta Achrona Chol Biyadinu Lachov is Rabbi Chayev. That once we know that one of them let him go, so they're 50-50, then we force the second one to let him go also because he's stuck because now he can't get married to anybody. Therefore, he's going to be Chayev Deinu Ela Adon Echad because he considered like he only has one Adon. And you can tell this is what we're talking about, a chetzi shtiko. They can name the ketanik is from the Mishnah that says, Nashim v'avadim shenim mishucharim. My shenim mishucharim, why do you have to say those words? Ile mishenim mishucharim klal means that they weren't mishuchar at all. The list of avadim stomach, just say avadim. El alav she'enu mishacharim legamer. It means that they weren't completely free. Mind you, what's that? Mishachetzu evad chetzu ben chorin. It's a person who is chetzi chetzi shma mina. Up to the next part of the Mishnah, we said vachigur vasum vachol vasakin. The person who's lame and can't walk well. Vasum and a blind person. Vachol is someone who's sick. Vasakin is someone who's old. Let's bring it down. Tana rabba non regalim. The pasuk says regalim. Shalosh regalim tachugli bashana. Three regalim prat lebali kabin. This is coming to exclude people that have cabin, which means, like we said, the stump. They have this wooden stump. If they, God forbid, lost their leg. Davar acher, regalim, prat lechigar, ulechola, ulesilma, ulezakin, shaleino, yachol, lavas, beragov. So we say regalim is actually covered to tell you something else. A chigar, someone who can't walk, or ulechola, someone sick, someone's blind, someone who is old, and someone who's not able to go and walk on their leg. And we, like we brought up the Gemara earlier, said pa'amim is actually coming to include a balei kabin. So this word is coming to teach them is over here. V'sheinu yachalaz baraglo suyimai. And that would say somebody can't walk up with their leg. What is that coming to include? It sounds like we already said that, right? So why, what are you coming to add by using that, using this lashon over here? Ra'amar rava lasui. What's it coming to include? Beep. Turn the page. Dalar mebeis. Someone who's mifunak, that means like they're very like spoiled a little bit. They can't handle going without shoes. Says Rashi, what that means is she'ein olchem below min'al. They don't walk without shoes. They ain't adam nichnas har bayis b'min'alo. Person can't go on har bayis without his shoes, and this guy can't deal with walking without his shoes. Crazy. This guy would be putter in such a case. The pasuk says ki savo li'ro'us panai mi bigish zos miyadchem ramos chatzirai. When you come li'ro'us panai to see, you come before me. Who I requested from you, Zos, Miyadchem, Ramos, Chatzirai, in order to go ahead and to stomp on my courtyard. Meaning you're not allowed to come in with shoes. Tosfos brings out that that's not actually the Makor, but rather he says it's a different Pasuk. The Pasuk is, V'yish Lomer, sorry, if you take a look in a top right corner, Toholach Menolav, Temahu, second line, who you're saying that we learn that from this pasuk of don't trample and stomp on my courtyard. V'tema who the parakaro, because we learn in Pesachas Brachos that what mapik lami p'tichsev says the pasuk shal na lechem al reglechem. You have to take off your shoes from makom hazeh kadosh. So there's the answer. Yesh lomer the hasan ikker. That's really the ikker pasuk of alhacha nicheli lasui riya. It's here. It's pleasant to bring it. It's good to bring it. Why? K'dichsev kisavo liros. Because it's talking about a lila rekov here dafka. That's why I brought that pasuk. But really, it does come from shal narecha me'al aglecha. And a person is not willing to take off their shoes, they're considered like a mafunik or istenis of style. Then therefore they're going to be putter. And that's what's coming to Adam. It says, and anyone who can't walk up there to the lila rekov means the one who can't because they're an is because they're mafunik. But wait, there are more people. As the pasuk says, Tano ha'aril v'atam me'patur min ha'ri'iyya e'chayolamim ha'aril. Someone who didn't get the bris milah and someone who is tamei, they're also going to be pater. Rashi says, e'in chayovin l'shloach olos ri'oseyan ha'idishlech. They don't have to send an olos ri'iyya through some sort of shliach. They are pater. Bish, lama tamei. Okay, we're going to say someone who's tamei, he has to go and send, he doesn't have to send it. Because the pasuk says, and go there and bring over there. So what's going to tell you? Kol she yeshto bebia, and who can actually go yeshto behava, then they're chayev to actually bring. Kol she eno bebia, and who is not chayev, who cannot is not able to come eno behava, they're not chayev to go and bring. Okay, so someone who's tummy, he's not able to come, so therefore he doesn't have to go and send. Ela arel midal, and what about an arel? Why should he be putter? Now, tummy person, Rashi points out clearly that Eno Bibia Shenu Yachali Kadis the Mikdash Dichsev that Tame Vinichusa, someone who goes in while you go in there, the Kuris, they're not able to get in. But an Orel, Midolan, what's Pshaman an Orel? Rashi says, what type of Orel are we talking about here? A Yisrael Shemeso Echav Machmas Mila, a person whose brothers died because of Mila. We know that Allah is that if they go ahead and two brothers die, I think it is, that they don't have to go ahead, they're not allowed to get a Mila because it's a Sakana Stafash with them. So what's the deal with them? Says, what's the deal? Harmani, says the Gemara, what's the deal with them? Is going with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, he, Demar Be La'aril Kitame. He compares the two, that is an Earl, to someone that is Tommy, the time you learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. The full pasuk reads, Ish, Ish, Mizera Aaron, V'hut Sarua Ozav, B'kachim Lo Yochal, Ad Asher Yitar, V'nogea B'chol Tamei Nefesh, O Ish Asher, Teisim, Yimena Shiv Chazara. These people, they are, Ish, Ish, the double wording, whether we're going to see what that means, but one of them is saying, Mizera Aaron, if he's a Tzarua or a Zav, with a Kachim, he can't eat until he becomes Tahor. And someone who touches, about V'nogea B'chol Tamei Nefesh, Pasuk goes on to other ideas, but nonetheless, Rashi says, "Mizera Aaron v'utzarua ozav." L'rabas ha'aril, it's coming to include an aril, that's a person who's not circumcised. Rashi says, "Rabas ha'aril shul kitame shal yochel truma im kohen." He can't eat truma if he is a kohen. So what do we see in the lesson? We equate this person who is an aril to someone who is tame also. That being the case, we start to see the same idea as well. Just like a tummy doesn't go to do aliyah l'regeh, he's not someone who can go. Therefore, we say that, and he doesn't send it with the shaliach. Therefore, a arel wouldn't do it either. Tana rabban on zak de gemara tummy pater miriyah. A person whose tummy is pater from olas riyah. This is to bring the korban ola dechsev basa shama vesa shama. You go there, you come there, and you bring there. Kol sheishna b'biya yeshlo b'ava. Whenever you have someone who has to be coming, then they have to go and bring. Kol sheishna b'biya eno b'ava. It was not, doesn't have to be bringing. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bahavayo, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Suma ba'achas me'inav pater miriyah. A person who is blind in one eye, he's pater from riyah. Doesn't have to come up. Shenema, as the pasuk says, yirah. Yeh-ra-eh. This we already saw earlier in Daf Beis, but okay, Derech Shabaliros, just like you came to go and see, Kach Ba-Liros, so you came to be seen, and that is two eyes, Ma-Ba-Liros B'Shteinov, just like Hashem, so to speak, comes to see us with two eyes, then so too, Afleros, Mr. Enof, so too we have to be able to come to see with two eyes. Someone can see with one eye is off the hook. Rav Huna, Kimati Lahaikra, Yira Yera'eh. Again, remember, it's read Yera'eh, but the word is written like Yira'eh, and we darshan like we just darshaned. So now we have a bit of a story time. Rav Huna, when he read these words, when he got to this part, Bachi, he started to cry. Amar, he said, Eved, Sherabo Mitzapelo Liroso. If you have a servant, we're talking about here where the master loves his eved. Rashi says, "Shu chaviv l'rabo, atrabu mitzapeh v'shoif mosa yireyu." When am I going to see him? Yisrachik me'olav, and he goes and he distances himself from him. Yisrachik me'menu, he's going to go. He's going to push him away. Rashi says, "Echigia yom shenafachulu sone v'richako v'tziva shelo yireyu." How's it going to be that he goes and commands him not to see him? Shenemar kisavo, like the pasuk says, as the Gemara says now, "Dechsev kisavo leros panai mipi keshzos miyetchem remos chatzerai." When you came to see him, who wants this? You should come. You should go. And you should stop. You should trample in my chatzerai and my chatzer. Now we did say earlier this man someone with shoes, but apparently that he would say like, "Oh no, Hashem doesn't want someone to actually come." Rav Huna kimati lahaikra. When he got to another pasuk, also bachi, he would also cry. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, "V'zavachta shlamim ve'achalta sham." You should go and you should be zaveach, be shochet, slaughter. Shlamim and eat them there. Eved Sherabu Bitzapa Lechal Shuchano, and Eved that his Rav, his master, waiting for him to come and to join him. Yisrachik Bimendi, he's going to go ahead, he's going to push him away. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Lama Li Rov Zivchechem Yomar Hashem, why do I need all of your karbanos? So spoketh the Lord. Okay, another Pasuk. Another ideas of different ways that Hashem deals we see the way that they responded. Rabbi Lozer kimati laikron. Rabbi Lozer got to the following pasuk. Bachi, he would cry also. Velo yachlu echav lanos osoki nivalu mipanav. His brothers couldn't answer him because they were totally shocked from before him. This is talking when Yosef reveals himself to the brothers. He says, "Ani Yosef ha'od avichai avichai," and he says, "I'm Yosef. My brother is our father still alive?" And they were shocked. And he would cry, "Uma tochacha shabasa b'dam kach." If this is tochacha, if this is the rebuke, Rashi says, "So machiach pisho b'fanav," that they totally showed in their face the way that they behaved towards him. If this is just coming from basa b'dam, this is how we acting. Tochacha shakodesh baruch hu alachas kama v'kama. How are we going to deal with the tochacha of akodesh baruch hu? You know, in the bayomahu. Now, another pasuk that Rabbi Elazar got to really started crying by, Rabbi Elazar came out to like her when he got to the following pasuk, Bachar, you cry also, Vayomer Shmuel, pasuk in Shmuel, and he said, El Shol to Shol, Lama her gestani la lososi. A story in Shmuel when Shaul needed help. He needed to know what's going to happen with the plishtim. Is he going to win or not? And nobody was answering him, and he wasn't able to get the Urim V'Tumim. And so he resorted to doing some sort of kisha in order to bringing Shmuel back, Shmuel Anavi back from the dead. And he did some usher stuff. And so here he says to Shaul, Lamehir Gizhtani Lalosasi, why did you bother me in order to go ahead and to bring me up? If Shmuel, we're going to see in a second, he was scared of some sort of din. How much more so? Even Shmuel, who was such a high level, scared. We have to be very careful. Shmuel, what exactly are we talking about? Where do we see that Shmuel was scared of din? Because the pasuk says over there, because Shmuel says that I see that, I think you're reading it as Elohim here, meaning not Hashem, but I see like you're a powerful person, where you see Olim coming up. Olim Trey Mashma. Why does it say Olim, as in the Lashon Rabim? Because it was more than one person. Chad Shmuel, one of them is Shmuel, and V'idach, who's the other one? The other Shmuel, V'asiyah L'moshe B'hadei. Shmuel went and he got Moshe. When he heard he was getting called up somewhere, he took Moshe with him, because Amar Leih says to him, Dilma Chas V'shalom L'dinim Mizbayina. Maybe they want me, they're calling me in order to come to some sort of din, some sort of judgment. Kum B'hadei, please come with me. D'leka Milsa de Kasafta Baraisa. There's nothing here, the Kasafta Baraisa, that's written in the Torah that the Lokiyam Tia that I didn't keep, that I didn't follow. He wanted him as a witness that he kept all of the Torah. Tosas points out the Leka Milsa de Chsiba Raisa, the Lokiyam Tia that I didn't keep. Lobai Lamember Sheyayid Lo Shakia Makol. He wasn't coming to say, you should be an aid for me. Demino Yoda, I would Moshe Rabbeinu know what Shmuel kept. They didn't live together. They were in the same generation. This is how I dash in the Torah. This is what I did. Just please come and say that this is how you dash and did also, so I can get off the hook that they shouldn't hold me then. Wow. And if even Shmuel's so nervous, how much worse do we have to be nervous? Another pasuk, Rabbi Ami, when he came to the following pasuk, he cried. He used to cry. The pasuk is found in Eicha. Yitin ba'ofer pihu. Ulai yesh tikva. He should put his mouth in the dirt and maybe he's going to have some sort of help. Amr, he said, Kuli hai v'ulai. All this happened, only maybe. Rashi says, Kol yisurna loli kabel v'odena v'suffik im tia lo tikva. And he's only specific when that he's going to have any hope. Another pasuk in Tzfanya, Rabbi Ami kimati lekrabach, he would cry, Bakshu tzedek, Bakshu anava, ulai tisasru bayom af Hashem. You should seek out and Bakshu desire, b'mavakesh, desire, righteousness and anava and humility, because maybe tisasru bayom af Hashem, maybe he's going to be covered over on the day of af Hashem, of the anger of Hashem. When there's some sort of judgment. To Amar, he said, Kule haiva, ulai, you're going to do all these things, and only maybe you're going to be saved from such a thing? Rav Asi, he says, Kimatel, like when he got to the following pasuk, Bochi, he cried. The pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Amos. Sinura, hate bad, ve'el v'tov, and love good, v'atsigu b'shar mishpat, ulai yechanan Hashem elokei tzevarkos. And set up justice by the shar, by the gate, and maybe Hashem is going to give chen, it's going to end up being good for us. Kuli haiv, ulai, all that, only maybe it's going to be good? Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here because we're going to hit a story now that's going to take us to the next daf. I'm going to wish, until then, wish all y'all a great, great day.